On this Sunday before Thanksgiving, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you Matt Spruill to read Abraham Lincoln's Proclamation of Thanksgiving. Matt is a retired U.S. Army colonel and a Gettysburg licensed battlefield guide. He graduated from the Citadel with a BA in history and earned his master's in history from the University of Missouri. He has spent the last 30, if you can believe it, the last 30 years studying, lecturing, and writing on the Civil War. Matt lives in Littleton with his wife, Kathy, and their dog, Sheba. It is a real pleasure, and I hope you will please join me in welcoming to our lectern my friend and colleague in faith, Matt Spruill.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thank you for inviting me here. The bloodiest war America ever fought, it fought with itself. The Civil War was from April of 1861 to the spring of 1865, and by the time it had ended, more than 600,000 soldiers and sailors, Union and Confederate, had died. 1863 was a pivotal period in that war. In the East, Robert E. Lee's second incursion into the North was turned back at a small crossroad town called Gettysburg. In what was called the Western Theater, in July, Ulysses S. Grant captured the great fort at Vicksburg, Mississippi, isolating a large segment of the Confederacy and providing the Union control of the Mississippi River from its headwaters to the Gulf of Mexico. And just west of the Appalachian Mountains, a Union army had maneuvered south, fought several large battles, and controlled Chattanooga, Tennessee, which again divided the Confederacy. Although he could not see to the end of the war, Lincoln could see that things had turned in the Union's favor, and therefore called for a day of thanksgiving. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are so extraordinary in nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which habitually is insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequal magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained. The laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. While that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing army and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements and the mines, as well of iron and coal, as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege, and the battlefield. And the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increases of freedom. No human counsel has devised, nor has any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It seems to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged. as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwell in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they also, with humble penance for our national perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in this lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the imposition of the Almighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as it may be consistent with the divine purpose to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. In testimony, wherefore, I have hereto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed, done at the city of Washington this third day of October in the year of our Lord, 1863, and the independence of the United States, the 88th. Signed, Abraham Lincoln. Thank you.